In its latest request before state regulators, Westar Energy is seeking permission to change the structure of residential power bills. For now, the program would be optional. But as the Kansas News Service's Brian Grimmett reports, the request signals a big shift in the way utility companies charge for their products.
Right now, if you use less electricity than your neighbor, you'll pay a smaller bill. But in the future, maybe not. Westar wants to create a charge not just for how much electricity you use, but also if you use a lot of it at the same time. That charge is known as a demand fee, named for the most demand you'd put on the power system at any given moment. To explain what that means, I'm going to take you inside my house. If I turn on a single light bulb, my demand is pretty low. A standard incandescent light bulb only draws 60 watts. But if I turn on 10 light bulbs, my dishwasher, a blow dryer, and a microwave all at the same time, my demand would surge to around 6,000 watts, or 6 kilowatts. That high demand becomes a problem for Westar when it's not just one house with high demand, but tens of thousands. That's because Westar has to produce enough electricity in the moment to meet the needs of all of its users. As demand increases, so does the number of power plants Westar has to start up.
What a demand charge does is recognizes the fact that the smaller load is less expensive to serve than the bigger load.
That's Ahmed Farouki, an economist at the Brattle Group. He provided Westar with testimony for its rate case. He says the traditional charges on current bills don't let customers know that their high demand increases costs for Westar. In the proposed rate, Westar would still bill you for a service and volume fee like it does now. Westar would then add the demand fee based on your highest average hourly energy peak that occurs between 2 and 7 p.m. Jeff Martin is Westar's vice president of regulatory affairs. He says that's when Westar typically sees the highest demand on the system.
What we're trying to do is incentivize the right behaviors to make sure that we don't get to a point where we have to add additional generation.
He says the addition of a demand fee is also one way Westar can help close the gap between falling energy use and the cost of providing reliable service.
I don't know if it's the one fix that will take care of all of that, but it's certainly a step in the right direction.
Nationally, about 50 other utility companies have imposed some kind of residential demand pricing. Only 6 small companies have made the fee mandatory for all of their customers. Martin says Westar's demand rate was designed to save enough customers money that they'd be willing to sign up for the change. The savings would come from cutting the volume charge by a little more than a cent per kilowatt hour. But a Kansas News Service analysis of the proposed rates shows switching would cost the average customer $10 more per month in the winter and about $60 more per month in the summer.
If your goal is to stick it to people with intermittent usage, a demand charge is a terrific tool to do that.
That's Jim Lazar, a senior advisor with the Regulatory Assistance Project. It's a group that advocates for energy efficiency. Lazar has been researching utility rate design for almost 40 years. He argues few consumers will understand the change, and if they don't understand what's happening, they're unlikely to change their behavior.
A usage charge, ideally, that varies by time of day and perhaps by season of the year, does that much better than a demand charge.
That's because you'd pay the same demand fee for a peak that lasts 1 hour or 30. The demand charge is set by the high point.
Frankly, if you've got a cake in the oven and your daughter is going out on a date, the oven and the hairdryer are going to run at the same time, and then you're going to pay all month for capacity that you only needed for 15 minutes during the month.
For now, the three-part rate is just a proposal. It's a portion of Westar's larger rate case before the Kansas Corporation Commission. If approved, Westar's Jeff Martin says the optional rate will be used as a test to see if it should be made mandatory.
I think we'll have plenty of time to think about this and to figure it out, but we'll just have to wait and see.
The first public hearing for the rate case will be May 22nd in Topeka. State regulators are expected to make a decision on whether or not Westar can start charging you more for doing this by the end of September. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio, covering education, health, and politics across the state.